Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame scene says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's episode 243. We got a return guest coming back to the show. Turk, you know, from the Hot Boys. You know him from the Hot Boys. You also know him from his solo career. He's put out plenty of albums. Matter of fact, I reviewed a couple of them. And I also interviewed him when he was in the penitentiary for a couple of publications. He should be joining us real shortly. He's working on some new music. And, you know, New Orleans has been a huge market for hip-hop for decades now. So many classics have come through. Now he originally comes out of the camp of Cash Money Records. Your mainstream audience probably just knows about him from Lil Wayne, Young Thug, and stuff like that, but I know about him from Mr. Ivan, UNLV, of course, BG Turk, you know, the Hot Boys, Juvenile, Pimp Daddy. There's so many you know, legends that came out of Cash Money, you know, back in the day. Even Mac 10 was on the label for a minute. You know, post legend. You know, of course, TQ was on the show, KFYB. Every Saturday, he was on one of the episodes. Legendary stuff. But Turk, he's got some things going. He's going to be calling in here shortly. Well, shit, what's been going on with you, man? How you been doing?
Well, Perry, you know how it is, man. It's the same old shit, just working. But like I was telling you earlier, just weather been so crazy here, man. Like, 60 degrees one day, 30 degrees the next day, and it's supposed to warm up again. We might get some rain. Then they be talking about snow. I'm just ready for the weather to break and be consistent, man. I'm sick of this shit already. But I can't really complain too bad because we didn't have a horrible winter as far as cold and snow go.
Yeah. We didn't get hit with the ice like we could have. I pretty much live in the same region. You know, so a lot of stuff that comes from your way hits me directly. So, yeah, we were very, very lucky. A lot of folks, you know, in the South, I mean, they got tornadoes. You know, there's a lot of floods in your area. And then that record snowfall out east. I mean, shit's just crazy. It's just piling up. We need to focus on, you know what I'm saying, preserving hip-hop like we've been doing. We recently had, you know, to move on to something else, we recently had the Universal Hip-Hop Museum Roundtable. Go to UGSForLife.com and check that out. We had Curtis Blow, Afrika Bambaataa, Wizard Theodore, you know, the inventor of the scratch. We had so many people, of course, it was close to my clientele. Also, some of the recent shows we've done, we had Pastor Troy on, which was a great show. We just had Freeway Ricky Ross back on again, you know, last week. Of course, we had Esham. A lot of people been coming through lately. So January definitely started off to be a good year, you know, for sure. And it looks like it's going to be the same here in February, you know. So, yeah, but we're just waiting for Turk to call in. Until he calls in, you know, we'll play some music. You know, we got plenty of music on the board for sure. You know, we'll get off into. I'll tell you what, we'll actually play. We'll play Pastor Troy song. It's called Merkham. And then we'll be right back right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Good morning. I heard it all.
Yeah! up in the cemetery.
Anybody hear me?
Everything dead, everything dead, everything dead. Everything dead, everything dead, everything dead. Everything dead, everything dead, everything dead, everything dead. Everything dead, everything dead. Everything dead, my whole neighborhood was burned up. Everything blood stained red, everything dead. The cops said they all dead, they shot him in the head. Man, I swear they all dead, everything dead. Everyone I know gone, come to Detroit, I live in the burnt up home. I know the feeling in my city and I'm not alone. But I am alone cause everything, everything dead.
Everything dead, man. It ain't shit else to really be said, man. Everything gone, everything wrong. I only feel alive when I'm singing a song. Everybody broke, everybody in the red. Starving, everybody need a piece of bread. Everything dead, my backyard is a graveyard. My nigga died and I'm trying not to take it hard. Everything bad, everything fucked up. No diarrhea, just a bad feeling in my gut. Walking past the haunted house on the block. It ain't about to stop.
Sway, hard times round the clock. I learn to recognize the sound of the clock.
All this gunfire. No more rules in the game, no umpire. Everything dead.
Surprised they still standing.
Everything's dead, everything's dead.
You're now tuned in to Unforgiven Radio. It's that streets is calling, ho. Album number 21, bitch, is still going strong. Y'all about to witness the rise of the next fucking empire, ho. Y'all don't even know. Keep sleeping on me, bitch. Yeah, fuck the rest, ho. This Unforgiven. Zero be the number of the fucks I've been given. Streets is calling. I got something for the realest blowing up in 2015. Fuck who ain't with it. On your shoulder, we can address it if you trip on your soldier. It don't really matter, we can scrap it out or we can bring the weapons out or blow a fucking chip off your shoulder. Just like it's over, it ain't really worth it trying to come with up forgiving for some hip hop exposure. Last group of motherfuckers trying to take it though with us, didn't expect it when it just got rolled up. A lot of haters getting bitter cause they're getting sicker. No one fucking with them, trying to run and get a little bit of dinner cause they never winning. Trying to put the blame on up forgiving, motherfucking even riding to be running with them. I took the gutter venom, album number 20 with that one, it was a 4-week class. Then we did it twice, fucking with the gas, and we never slowing down for you. Yeah, it's a forward psycho, something like Anthony Perkins. All you're fitting with the rigors too many motherfuckers selling more fake than a plastic surgeon. Why the fuck they so sensitive? Acting like if they can never do it, so they wanna throw salt on what Rangers did. Rode through the hood with a black 380 for the scary hoes acting crazy. Lot of hoes are scared of boxing, they just wanna pull a chopper, turn them to a ghost like Patrick Swayze. Make them disappear just like a hat trick crazy. When the heat is fucking like a matchstick blazing, pussy hating cause they never done a fucking thing. You better stop it before they never make it back to safety. Yeah, like a motherfucking beast let loose in a 9-hit cage free. So cold on a fake ass hoes.
Do you suck dicks?
Yeah, because if you do, you probably ain't listening to the show. What's up, man? We're back here. You just heard Renaissance, Kill Shit. Before that, you heard Eshawn feature Mastermind, Everything's Dead. And prior to that, you heard Pastor Troy, one of his songs. Forget the name of it. But nonetheless, we're here. It's quarter after the hour. We're just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Playing some good music. Turk should be calling in soon. You'll be looking out for that. Now, he's no stranger to the show. He was on the show a few years ago, not mm-hmm. long after he got out. So, he definitely been on before, part of the archive of legends, which, folks, were almost
He may have even called in on one of the round tables, too,
He called in on one of the round tables. Yeah, definitely, definitely. We got a caller right now out of
Whoa. Hot boy,
hey,
Turk,
what's up, man?
My bad, man. I got these twins, man. I got a lot going on over here in this house.
You're a busy man, very busy man.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I just looked at my phone, man. Yeah, it's all love, bro. I appreciate you.
How old are they now?
Hope I ain't too late. They're two now.
Two. Wow. They grow up too fast. That's for sure. Do you balance, you know, your music career and family and traveling and all that, man? Where do you make time for everything?
I have a team, man. You know, I just slipped just now, but my team keep me well rounded. You know, schedules be everything be. I'm an order man, so everything I do have to be in order. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of easy, like, because it's something that I love to do. You know what I'm saying? So my family is a part of my career. My career is a part of my family. Like, how you see it on my Instagram is how I live it.
Yeah. It's all, you've definitely, you know what I'm saying, you've had a lengthy career. You've put out a lot of classics over the years. You know, What's the biggest difference between when you were a kid and now in the music game?
I mean, it's you have to work more harder. You know, back then it was kind of easy, man. Like, it was given to you, you know what I'm saying? Now you have to really, like, people say it's easy because the internet and everything, but it really not. You really have to work. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. You know, ain't too many people. You can expect something from it and it happen the next day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to keep on working, keep on grinding, which I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, because you're a man going to do what he have to do to make stuff happen for him and his family. You know what I'm talking about? So that's basically it.
Yeah, real talk. You know, with Wayne and Baby, and you know, is there a chance of a Hot Boy reunion now that they're on good terms again?
It can't never be a Hot Boy reunion as long as BG incarcerated. You know,
true that.
You know, it can't be a Hot Boy reunion, you know what I'm saying? Because the Hot Boys are me, Wayne, BG, and Juvenile. So without him, you know, that's a missing piece of the puzzle.
How long does he have still?
He been locked up, going on, I think, 5-6 years. And, he got 14-year sentence, but that don't mean he got to do the whole thing, because I had 22 and I ain't do the whole thing. I wound up giving 12 years back on appeal, and I wound up doing 8 years, 8 months, 16 days. Still a long time I did, but man, I had to learn and search for myself, going through 5 different lawyers that didn't help me, you know. Everybody was just taking my money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I hope BG come home, man. The game really needs his ass, man.
Yeah, he'll be out, man.
I remember when you were locked up, you said that you know, a lot of people weren't there for you, but he was always there for you. Now it's reversed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are you
doing to keep his head up and keep him positive?
Basically the same thing he was doing. You know what I'm saying? I can't do an interview. I can't do a song. I can't do nothing without mentioning his name. You know what I'm saying? I keep in contact with him through you know, various different people. Talk with his mama a lot, and you know, just try to just keep him relevant, man, as I could. You know what I'm saying? Keep people screaming "Free BG," not forgetting about me. It'd be the little thing that you want while you're in prison. You know, it ain't really too much you could do, but what you can, you know what I'm saying, you do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. What's your relationship like nowadays with Wayne and Baby? You guys doing any music
cool.
together?
Or? Yeah, we all cool. I'm on No Ceilings 2 mixtape number 12, the Millie Rock remix. I just left out Miami, you know, I had a meeting up with Baby at his house and at the studio. You know, we went to Club Live, we went to Cameo, we went to King of Diamond, me, him, and Wayne. You know, we all popped bottles and had conversation, took pictures. So, you know, it's all love, man.
Yeah. So you guys have stuff going in the future. What about Young Thug? Are you going to do anything with him?
Man, you know, I had met London on the track while he was out there. He was at Birdman at the Hit Factory, and I told him, you know, like, I want to do a song with everybody, you know, and I told him to just put the word, you know what I'm saying, let him know, man, it's all love, you know what I'm saying, let's work, man, let's do whatever, you know,
right,
like the whole industry, I'm willing to work with everybody.
With fucking Juvenile, like that Welcome to the Know, y'all still bump that motherfucker
all
the goddamn
though.
Time, you know what I'm saying,
for
like, y'all
though.
Need to make another one of them motherfuckers. I sure wouldn't mind seeing all your, like you said, it's impossible to do a Hot Boys album without
you can't
BG
do it without
there,
BG.
But I wouldn't mind seeing
the
album
the
with
closest
you
to
and,
the Hot Boy, the closest to the Hot Boy
Juvie,
song
though.
We did was I did a song with Jew, BG, and Wayne when I first came home. BG rapped from prison. It's called Zip It. You know what I'm saying? I did about 2-3 songs with Juvenile and Wayne on my You Mad Yet single. I'm on the Millie Rock remix with him. And we got like 3 songs together we done did since I've been home. And, you know, like we just be working, man. You know, I got my own situation. Everybody got their own movement. Everybody doing what they do.
One thing I wanted to ask you too, Turk, for the people listening that have gone through similar situations, at one point in time you were addicted to heroin. How did you overcome?
Heroin and cocaine.
Heroin and cocaine. Jesus.
Yeah,
how did you overcome the addiction? But how did you even get hooked on that stuff?
It started out like how the niggas drank syrup and pop pills today. It's like a fashion statement. Everybody doing it. That's what they rap about. So, of course, when you're young, you know what I'm saying? That's what we rap about. All my peers talking about, let's go ahead on and try it. And basically back in the days, you know, Magnolia Slim, God bless, they used to rap about snorting powder, rap about snorting dope. You know, they had a group called Partners in Crime, UNLV. That's what they rapped about, and they did that, and that's what we seen coming up. So, you know, it was a fashion statement in New Orleans, and, like, it wasn't like you was no dope fiend, you was no crackhead or nothing. Like, it was like when you were doing that shit, you was, as long as you were keeping yourself up, man, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't no problem. And that's why how it was. We used to go to dances and shit. I snort powder. And, man, eventually, you know, I just graduated to dope. Then eventually on the Cab Money Rough Rider tour, I started shooting dope, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was sprung out on that shit for like 8 years, bro. And, you know, I went to jail, man. Before I went to jail, I had OD'd in Memphis, you know what I'm saying? I was going out, and I revised myself with ice. So next day, man, I revised myself again, put ice on my nuts and shit, and I prayed. I'm like, I don't know why I'm going to stop if it's like threatening. 3 days later, police kicked my door in, and I went to prison, man. And, you know, I kicked my habit cold turkey, man, them prison cells, and I ain't looked back. Now I'm 13 years clean off that shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was hard trying to kick it. So when niggas say it's hard, you probably got a dope fiend in your family, and you be hard on them, not understanding. You know, it's a physical and a mental thing to some people. Like, their body hurt. The shit feel like 3 flus when you don't have it in your system. You can't function. You know, you, and that's how I was. I used to be hurting. I was considered a motherfucker that had money, so I was able to get that shit plentiful, you know what I'm saying? So when I ain't have it, man, I was fucked up. That what made me start shooting because I couldn't find it on the road. And I start shooting, and then once I start shooting the dope, man, it was like, man, I couldn't stop that shit. I went to all kind of rehabs and paid for rehabs and you know, went to jail and got out, got on diversion programs. None of that shit helped. But this time, when I hit rock bottom and lost everything, dog, like, shit got my mind right, you know what I'm saying? So I'm focused now.
Now, were you the only one that was like that? Because you guys were all on tour. You guys were, I mean, you guys were just living it up like the fucking Beatles. You were going everywhere with DMX and were all you guys on it, or was it just you?
Nah, just me and BG used to fuck with heroin and cocaine. You know, Juvenile, he did his thing, you know what I'm saying? Wayne ain't never did nothing, Baby wasn't doing nothing. It just basically, me and BG had some serious habits. Juvenile had a habit, you know. Everybody else, man, you know, they probably drunk and stuff like that, but... No, we kick that shit now, dog. Like, you know, like when you live in a lifestyle like that, it gonna come drugs, money, sex, and drugs. Mm-hmm. That's what come with it. That's what come with being a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy access. It gonna come.
Yeah, and it's you know, up to you. Too,
yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
And
like,
it's up to you to shun it. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to say no. But they're going to be there, and they're going to be free of charge. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have friends that's what they do on the regular. That's what they do. So they come around you. They got it. They're your friends. You're going to get it, too, if you ain't have no strong willpower to say no.
You got, yeah,
yeah,
when you're young, I imagine you have all that money. You know, it's just the combination is just crazy. Now, Baby, he was kind of like a Wayne described him, kind of like a father figure at the time. Was he trying to get you guys into rehab and different things like that back then?
Yeah, man. That's one thing. A lot of people thought that Baby and Slim was, you know, encouraging us to do drugs, but they used to be mad at us. We'd come to studio loaded and shit. That's how I wound up missing the Bling Bling song. You know, I did the official Bling Bling. I was on the official Bling Bling. A little nigga 17, playing on Six Figure. A lot of people thought they took my verse off, but Universal wanted us to do a radio version, and I'm thinking that they was going to edit it out like they always do, but they wanted a radio version, so I had to go to the studio. But at the time, I know Baby used to like us being loaded, and I happened to be loaded. I would get loaded all that day with my homeboys in the Magnolia. So they calling me, blowing my Primeco phone up. We had the Primeco phone back then.
Yeah, I remember.
They calling me up. I'm acting like I can't hear them. You know what I'm saying? All the while, I'm ignoring the call, so I wind up missing being on the Bling Bling video, my version. Wayne got on there, did his version. I was on the video, but I fumbled. We had this thing called fumbling, and Wayne used to always be the one to pick up the fumble. He used to recover the ball anytime one of us slipped. He was focused. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy, man. But they ain't never condoned us doing that shit. They always wanted us to kick that shit. They try to help us get off it, but no shit. When you're your own man, you ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, that's something like what Lord Infamous told us before he passed too. He was kind of saying the same thing. Like, you try to kick it, but you know what I'm saying? I think he said he was straight for a couple of days, maybe since the first time he ever started getting high. And he was like, it was an everyday battle, you know what I'm saying? To fight that. And I didn't deal with it. I lost a couple friends to overdoses. And a couple motherfuckers locked up over that shit. So, like, my ambition never was to get high, because I always seen what other motherfuckers was going through. So I came from a different spectrum, because I remember when motherfuckers was snorting powder, and it was considered cool. But I was lucky enough to see people go through the fuck shit before I seen the glamorous shit, you know what I'm saying? So it always kind of kept me away from that shit, so to speak. So it's good that you straight now, you able to be honest with it and let people know, because somebody listening right now could possibly hear what you're saying and possibly change their life, you know what I'm saying?
What I do it for. I just lost a little homeboy. He died of an overdose, you know, shit, about last week, you know. And there was a little young guy. He was younger than me. Like, I feel like, really, like, they watched us do that shit and they started doing it because they wanted the type that used to do it. And then, you know, I kicked my head, but a lot of my homeboys still doing this shit, like, to this day. And I don't fuck with them because, you know what I'm saying, they remind me of my past. So you got to be able to, sometimes you're going to lose friends, man, with this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, if you got to let them go. Like, your mom used to always tell you, you got to change people, places, and things. I ain't used to understand that back then. But you really have to change the things you do, the places you go, and the people that you used to be around. You know what I'm saying? You have to do that in order to go forward, in order to stay focused. You got to, you know, get around like-minded people.
On the interview, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real talk, man. Real talk. Yeah, certain people you got to avoid if you want to succeed in life.
Yeah, you got to leave their ass alone. Let them go. Long. Fuck their feelings, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to care about you. You got to care about your family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if they care about you like they say, they're your homeboy and this and this and that, they want you to do better anyway. So at first I couldn't. I used to think, man, I got to keep it real. I got to keep it real. I got to keep it real. But I'll keep it real. Shit, nigga ain't keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to disassociate myself with bullshit.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now you got you working on an album right now, aren't you?
Nah, I got the single I'm pushing. You know, I done put out like 5 different mixtapes. My people say I'm putting out too much music. I need to let the songs grow on the people. You know, I ain't understanding that, but I just took the back seat and let them drive the car now. And I got the single called. Got the remix coming, you know what I'm saying, with Bankroll Fresh and Boosie. I'm about to drop that soon. Been doing a lot of different features and stuff, man, you know. Whole lot of stuff I'm working. I'm always in the studio, though. I ain't just got my mind set on no album right now, you know what I'm saying. I'm just bouncing back, letting people know I'm back out here and doing a lot of features and just working, man, you know what I'm saying. It's bigger than music. It's a whole lot of stuff that's going on. I got my book, The Auto Thug, Agafel Turk. We about to drop that. You know what I'm saying? Then we got the documentary, 52 Bullets, talking about my case, you know what I'm saying? Everything that led up to it, my heroin, cocaine addiction, time when I was in prison. We talking about all that, just letting people know the truth of Turk, you know what I'm saying, from me. Only I could tell my story. Can't nobody tell it.
Yeah. Last time we talked to you, you were on Rap-A-Lot Records. Are you still signed to them, or you doing something else?
Now, we had like a partnership. We had a partnership deal, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and Jay Prince, we cool. You know, Jay Prince, to be real, Jay Prince heart not into rap. Like, and he always would tell me that, like, his heart not into it. He do a lot of different other stuff, you know. So we had a conversation, grown man conversation, and I basically just let him know, you know, this is what I wanted to do, and, you know, he gave me his blessing, cool, you know what I'm saying? And man, I've been pushing and grinding and just pushing my brain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you and him parted ways real peacefully on some grown men shit then, basically. That's cool.
Yeah, man, Jay Prince, cool. Like, that's the OG, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing, like, when you have an overstanding, see, like, back then, man, like, I wasn't the type to just talk. I just let things go as it goes, you know what I'm saying? But now, if I'm not happy about something, if I want to speak my mind or voice my opinion about something, you know, I'm going to go to whoever. And, you know, Jay Prince, man, Jay Prince always talk. We have conversations. So it just was a phone call. This is what I want to do. And, you know, that was just dead on that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. He's busy in the boxing and all kinds of different other things. So,
yeah,
I feel you on that, man. You got to do what you got to do at the end of the day, too. And obviously that's what you're doing right now. What about, anything going on as far as a tour?
Yeah, right now, you know, I got the tour, you know, to compliment my single. I've been doing a lot of spot dates, you know what I'm saying, here and there. But, you know, I'm just grinding, dog. Like, my grind is a different kind of grind. My grind don't have the major label pushing. Everything independent. I do everything with me and my team. You know, I am major. You know, people say, why are you signed to a major? I am major. You know, so I just do it at my pace. You know what I'm saying? If it's paying the bills, it's taking care of family, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to flip no burgers, fry no chicken. Not that I got anything against anybody that do it. But, you know, it's working for me, man. So, you know, I just got to keep on doing what I do, bro. And, you know, whatever it be, you know what I'm saying? I don't do it for the money, man. I do it because I love it.
Yeah. Most definitely. Well, here we are. It's 2016. Last year I heard a lot of good albums. You know, so it seems like things are coming around. But then you take a look in the mainstream. There's a lot of dudes rapping, but I don't even know what they're saying anymore. What do you make of hip-hop in 2016? Mainstream
man,
hip-hop.
Man, do whatever you want. Say whatever you want to say, man. Like, they got their little youngster, Kodak Black. You know, I was listening to one of his interviews. You go on his Instagram. He got a link in his bio. And man, I just kept telling my wife, I said, man, I like that little nigga. I don't know no song that he sang. But the personality, his personality is him being real. You know what I'm saying? Like you could tell he authentic. You know what I'm saying? Just long as you authentic and you being real, man, it really don't matter how you rap. You can win people over with your personality. And a lot of people, they might not be saying them, but they might got a personality that people are attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just the music. It's more to come with it. It's like a complete package, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have it all, man. Like, some people don't understand Fetty Wap. Some people don't understand. People ain't understand Young Thug. People ain't understand. At one time, niggas ain't understand Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never understood Young Thug. That motherfucker be twerking and wearing girls' clothes and shit.
But to be real,
though, certain shit
to be
I can
real,
never
like the melodies, I don't know what he be saying neither, but his melodies and how he say his shit, you know what I'm saying? It's so unique, like nobody don't do it. I look at what other people not doing. That's how I listen and like music, you know what I'm saying? I don't ride around listening to other niggas. Like, I might catch some shit on the radio. I ain't going to go buy nothing to download nothing. I really just listen to me. I don't listen to nobody. I get in my car, my truck. I'm listening to what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of good music out there, man, because it's unique. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you could find a way to make it, man, make it happen.
I don't like the people that
try to be like other people.
No. But what you do have right now, you have a whole slew of people. Like, let's say Young Thug puts out a single and it goes multi-platinum or Drake or whoever. You're going to have 100 other motherfuckers try to emulate that. There's a lot
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, that's a lot. And that's
back
that's
in the
a
day,
lot.
You
a lot
didn't
of
have
that.
That. Back in the day,
now,
you
didn't
have that,
it.
You got whooped on sight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you ain't had none of that going on. But
yeah,
you know what? You got to blame. You can't blame the rappers. It's the program directors and the DJs that playing that shit and that constantly programming niggas. You know what I'm saying? They ain't spinning and breaking records no more. That's why I started my own coalition, YNT DJ. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas just, you know, they doing what other motherfuckers doing instead of just doing what is in their heart. You know, they trying to please motherfuckers. So, is what it is, though, man. Like, I mean, my whole movement, my whole campaign, like, it's from the mud, dog. And I inspire the people, the regular people. I don't give a fuck what you doing. You on your grind and you got somebody hating on you. That's my single. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do whatever you're doing. You're cutting hair. You at Popeye's, you at McDonald's. You know, you're in the motherfucking mechanic shop. You're on your grind, and you still got a nigga hating on you. So I try to do shit that people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? I write from the heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've always been about giving people substance and giving them your personal story. You know, you said you're putting out singles and stuff. Do you have plans of putting out another album? If so, when can we look forward to it?
Right now, man, it's like how the game go now. You don't plan no album no more. You wake up and say, man, go here, go to iTunes, let shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the game didn't change, man. You know, like I might wake up and say, I got a studio in my house. You know, like I say, I work every time. I might put like a six EP or something together and say, man, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, bam, here go something. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't say an outdate. I don't even plan on doing no album. I just plan on keep on doing music. And, you know, however I feel, that's how it's going to be. I'm not looking for no major to sign me. I'm not looking for none of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I done been on Cat Money. I done been on Universal. So, I mean, I just want to do Turk, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, if anybody come and holler at me, they got to really, really, really cut a check. Do something that I ain't doing for myself. You know what I'm saying? Anything else don't make sense to me.
Yeah. If you're already doing it for yourself, you're right. Why even bother?
Yeah, because I don't really care about followers, likes, comments. I don't care about none of that shit. Long as my wife and kids happy, and I'm happy, and my fans happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they want you to do ultimately. They want you to get those likes and views on your own, then come to them when you already built it up. That way they
yeah,
can
yeah. See, and that's when you really don't.
Did.
That's when I really don't want them. If you can't support
yeah.
me in my struggle, it's just like when I was in prison. You know, I only had a handful that was here and there, but I only had one person that stood there 8 years, 8 months, 16 days, and that's who I married. You know what I'm saying? So I treat life just like that. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't with me at the bottom, you ain't gonna be with me at the top. So it's easy for me not to deal with people because when I was in my struggle, they wasn't there for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't be no damn fool. I can't be silly. You know, God gave you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You got to be able to discern that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you do. Ain't no such thing as I'm doing them bad, I'm down bad. Nah, that's what you got wisdom. You got to know right from wrong.
Right, so, and basically, so, it's safe to say that you being independent is a real good thing and working out for
it's
you.
It's working. I've been home. I was gone a decade, came home, been home 3 years. I ain't have a day job since. So, shit, I'm highly favored. You know what I'm saying? I'm highly favored.
Right.
I thank God for putting me in a position where I'm able to just, you know, do what I can. It's all about doing what I could for my family. And I don't need millions and millions of dollars to be happy. I'm content. You know what I'm saying? And whatever extra that come through, it just was meant for me to have it. You know what I'm saying? I don't chase no money, dog. I live out my visions, you know what I'm saying? What I do, God already showed me, is for me, so I just walk in it.
Right. That's what's up. But like I was saying earlier, man, I still bump at that Welcome to the Know You probably at least about 4 or 5 times throughout the week when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
I perform that song at my show still. Like, I do old school, new school at my show.
You working with Manny Fresh, or you ever get around him anymore?
I mean, we didn't do shows together. I ain't do no music with Fresh since I've been home. You know, but we done did a couple shows and stuff together, stuff like that, though.
Yeah, that boy had y'all sounding so right in them early days. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real, though, I got my own producer now, though. Joey did this, you know what I'm saying? DT Spacely, you know, he produced my single. He's the same one did the Ritz Carlton. You know, Josh did that, Yoshi, you know what I'm saying? I got a few cats, man.
Yeah.
My few little youngsters that just hot right now, they real, real hot, man.
You looking into breaking acts out, or you just kind of like just working on Turk, or he
kind
of feeds back to some of the youngsters?
I'm working on Turk. I mean, if you got something that you got strong and it's a movement and we could partner up, I ain't trying to develop no artist because that's a liability.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's so much come with that. But if you got something that's moving, and we could put it together and make it bigger, make it big for both of us. It got to be beneficial on both sides. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be a giver all the time. You know, of course, like, we got to help each other. So it's about partnering up in 2016. Don't expect no nigga to do it all for you. Y'all partner up, bring something to the table.
Hell yeah, I feel that shit all the way. Because a lot of motherfuckers, especially nowadays, that's what they be looking for. They be looking for that quick handout. It's all about they seem like they support you when they think or got an idea that it's going to work out only for them. And then when they find out that it ain't going the way they want it, then you don't see them type of motherfuckers no more. You don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get the same push.
Man.
You don't get, yeah. We kind of go through that every now and then with a few motherfuckers, but, you know, it's easy to spot the motherfuckers out because me and Prayers, we grind and we do this shit for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the preservation. So when we have legends on here, it's almost beneficial for the listeners to hear they need to hear y'all stories because y'all part of this, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for real, no.
And for some reason, it's like they trying to take a portion of the game and trying to erase it all, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
almost to the fact where y'all don't even exist. My kids, the only reason why my kids know about you guys is because I continuously listen to the shit that I grew up off of and the shit that I came off of. It's hard for me to get into the new artists. I'm looking for the older artists who I used to listen to with new shit. Me and Prez been hearing good music all 2015, ending the year too.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't the shit that you hear on Hot 97 and shit like that, but it's still the same artists that you're familiar with. Like, we heard albums from K Reno and Point Blank and all kinds of shit.
Just
had Pastor Troy on here. T-Rock got some shit. DJ Paul, he stayed doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's still some good music out here. It just really ain't in that on that mainstream level.
Yeah, because we, to be honest, like, people in our age bracket, man, we fucked up ourselves fucking with drugs. A lot of niggas might not talk about it and say nothing about it, but you can stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere down the line, we stop being relevant. You know, so we can't blame how the game didn't change if we didn't take advantage of what we was doing when we was doing it. You know what I'm saying? Now we playing get back, and we trying to get back to where we should have been at. You know what I'm saying? So I just be humble. I'm humble, and I'm just taking it as it go, man. Like, when I first came home, I was like, man, nigga better do this, do this, do this, do that, do that. But it ain't worked like that. So I had to humble myself, man, and just sit back and analyze the situations, man, you know what I'm saying? And bam, now stuff's starting to look up. You know what I'm talking about? I'm positive.
Right,
because
I remember seeing your
about everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember watching your video, your interviews on Vlad as well. And at one point in time, you had a lawsuit against Cash Money, but whatever happened with all of that, though?
Now, we let it go.
Kind of worked everything go.
As a man, like, you know, sometimes, man, you just got to sit back, like, and then go back to me saying, like, you got to tell somebody what's on your mind. If something on your mind and you is weighing heavily on it, you know, once you let a person know the business, like, sometimes that's all they need is a conversation, you know what I'm saying, and you be able to work things out without having to put
good communication,
you know, the people in your business, and you just sit back and you let it go, like, and men don't broadcast, you know what I'm saying? They let it go and they be dead. Only thing you have the question, like, I wonder what happened with that. You don't hear nothing else about it. You know what I'm saying? That means it was taken care of like men. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I can respect that too, because, like you said, most motherfuckers, they do be broadcasting like bitches nowadays and shit. And then next thing you know, how shit gets started. You know what I'm saying? This dude said that, he said that. And you probably ain't said none of the goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying?
And nigga wonder how nigga try to blame the media on it, but the media, really, they can't go off of nothing if you don't tell them nothing. A lot of niggas start shit, throw bricks and hide their hand. A lot of artists do that. You know what I'm saying? And I used to be going in the media, like, all on World Star and everything. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't the way I handle my business no more. I be wanting to say a whole lot of shit every time niggas say something contrary to what I stand for. I be wanting to say something, but that ain't the way you handle it. You know what I'm saying? Social media, all that, it ain't going to do nothing but twist your words. Now you're in some beef and you don't know where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just watch what I say, man. Like, your power, life, and death is in the tongue for real, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Well, it's good y'all work that out, man. Motherfuckers can see that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I know BG coming home, you know what I'm saying, and that shit going to be love. Y'all touch the town, and even if it's for one show, y'all come up around to St. Louis, I'm definitely going to go to that motherfucker.
For
you know
real.
Because it's still, y'all still got audience out here. You still got a fan base. You still got, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the legends still got the fan base and the foundation. It's just, you got to bring the music out for us, you know what I'm saying?
For real, though.
Because it might like you said earlier, it might be kind of, you got to work a little harder to get all your stuff out. But one thing that the game is easy, it's easier for the fans to get access to the music than it was, you know, back in the day. Back in the day, pretty much you had to be from that region or that area or know somebody that hyped you up to what was going on in different towns before you knew about something. As to where now, all somebody got to do is go viral on one of their Instagrams or Facebook or something, and then your shit all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
I find
shit all day long on YouTube.
Viral, I mean, underground. You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking about earlier, some of the, you know, UNLV and BG and I mean, and Cash Money was a huge label in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you guys got that crazy deal with Universal. And, you know what I'm saying, like I said earlier, you touched the stage with DMX. Now, here's the thing. DMX, you guys did a tour with him. He, you know what I'm saying, he was addicted. He still is fighting addiction.
Yeah.
Have you ever reached out to him since you've been home? Maybe try to do something with him?
Yeah, I reached out, you know what I'm saying, but to no avail, you know what I'm saying, but. You know, man, like everybody battle their demons. You know what I'm saying? DMX always been cool. You know, we was on the road.
Yeah.
Him, Jay, the Kiss, you know, the whole Lox, everybody, Eve, everybody. Like, we all got along. Like, that tour was success. Like, we ain't have no problem on both sides. Came on a Rough Rider tour. I'd do it again.
Right. That had to be amazing, being young and being on the road like that with other guys that was on the rise just like y'all was, but from total opposite side of the country or whatever, that had to be some dope shit back then.
Yeah, their camp was hot and we was hot. So we had, you know, you had the East Coast and you had the South. And then we just gone all over, man. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they ever did another tour like that since.
I can't
East
really
Coast and the South. Cab Money Rough Rider tour. That was a bad-ass tour.
Especially with street artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, it possibly be tours, but, like, on that level, y'all, I think when y'all came to St. Louis, y'all might even been at the Dome or some shit like that. It wasn't just, like, at the regular.
Nah, we was in the
spot.
Arena.
I remember it was big. It
yeah,
was
we
were
flying
the
helicopter,
you know
in
saying?
Arenas and shit. Yeah, we was in the big boy football stadiums and shit.
Yeah,
we got
shit
a caller
live,
for
man.
You right now, I'm going to bring on a caller, Turk. First one is A15. What's up, A15?
A15. You live, Murder Mass Music Show. Hello, fam. Yeah, you live.
Yeah. Well, now.
Yeah, you got a question? We got Turk on the line right now. You want to ask him a question?
Hello? Hey. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, I was just there. I didn't really want to ask the question. I just wanted to let you know, Turk, that me and my guys used to listen to you all the time, man. And pretty much, man, it was a debate the whole time who was the hardest out of the Hot Boys. And I always said Turk was the hardest, man. I'm a big fan of yours, man. You've always been the hardest out of the Hot Boys. Yes, sir. You've always been the hardest out of the Hot Boys to me, man. Just keep up the good work, man. Yeah, for real, man. It kind of, you know, because I'm from the Memphis area. Yeah.
I'm from
the
M-Town
area. Yeah, M-Town bound.
Okay. Shout out to the M-Town. You already know what it is.
Yeah, man. Kind of hurt my heart to see when you was down there in the belly of the beast downtown, man. But it's good to hear that you're doing your thing, man, and you're doing righteous, man. Keep up the
for
good
real.
Work, my brother.
All up.
Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, for sure, my brother.
All right, we got another caller, 769, Mississippi, I believe.
Yo. Yeah, what's cracking with you? It's your boy, Exit Only. What's going on with you, Turk?
Exit Only.
Yo, what's happening?
What's
happening?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, it's good. It's good. Representing Jackson, Mississippi here, you know what I'm saying? First of all, bro, I just want to salute you, you know what I'm saying, because you one of the cats that came in the game young and learned a lot, you know what I'm saying? I can hear the maturity in your conversation and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I feel where you're coming from, you know what
for
I'm saying?
For real, it's all love, G. It's all love.
Oh.
Appreciate it.
Oh, most definitely, bro, most definitely. You said something earlier because I've been listening for a minute, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really a question. I just wanted to capitalize on something when you were saying, you know, how everybody, you know, do their thing. Now, I agree with you, you know what I'm saying? Get your hustle on the way you want to get your hustle on. But
for real, you got to.
Yeah, you got to. But the fact is, you know what I'm saying, you know, y'all put a lot into what y'all was doing, man. And y'all originated the melody and the whole rhythm.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Everybody just duplicated it, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just want to salute you, bro, because, like I say, I feel where you're coming from because it's real in the field and you don't want to end up getting caught up in no bullshit. Like you say, I'm just like you. You know what I'm saying?
For
been in
real,
the game for a minute, got a wife, got kids, you know what I'm saying? Ain't trying to cause no problem for them, but yet and still, I'm going to do me. You know what I'm saying?
For real, though, man.
And I said it in a song, you know what I'm saying? I remain underground because I'm a slave to the grind. I'd rather work my own work so I can reap all my benefits and my profits. You know what I'm saying?
For
it's
real.
Fucked up when you grind hard and everybody else get a portion off of what you doing. So I feel you, bro. Salute. Keep doing your thing, man. Jackson, Mississippi going to rock with you. Always have. Y'all that came down here and did shows, it's been years and years ago, but met you years and years ago, man. And it's like, I got to salute you because you're one of the realest. And that's the thing about Turk, is you one of the most underestimated, underrated realists that there was. And ain't saying
you're
the only one.
Yeah, I'm about to wake their ass up 2016. They about to get woke now, man. I'm off of paper now. You know, it's time. It's the real back, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what the game missing. You know what I'm talking about? This realness. 100%
correct, man. That's what the game missing. As Scott and them all said, man, it's that substance. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's missing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to do what we got to do to blend it in to get people to listen. But never sell yourself out. Never cross over that line. And I hear
for real,
in your mind frame, you ain't going to cross over that line. But you
done got on the other side, so you see it. I got a mixtape called Get Money, Stay Real. You know, go get that, man, on live mixtape, my mixtape, Get Money, Stay Real, 1 and 2. That's all I'm talking about. A lot of people overlook it. I guess the title Scam Away, but that's what I stand for, that's what I live for. That's my movement, Get Money, Stay Real, man.
On everything and do that, because you can't stay real and get money. That's where they get it twisted at. Man, salute, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm going to stay on the line, fellas, and listen in because I'm enjoying this conversation. Salute to the Master Miss Show all day long. You know what I'm saying? Exit only represent Jacktown. Number love, Turk. Keep moving.
All love, G. All right.
Yeah,
appreciate the call. Excellent.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, you got supporters all over the globe, as you know. You've been home 3 years, man. How have you adjusted? And how long did it take you to adjust back to the free world again?
I'm still adjusting to the free world. I still watch lockdown and be inside all day, every day, unless I got a gig or something. Like, I ain't going to go nowhere, man. I'm in my house. Nigga, I got a big-ass backyard. I ain't going to go in my backyard.
you go out there, you do some barbecue?
My wife be having to get me out. Like, I don't go out, like, it's like it's so different, like, you know what I'm saying? And in my house, I know what's around me. You see what I'm saying?
It's your comfort zone.
When you out there, you don't know what's going on. And I done did everything far as in the street. You know, I done shot pistols. I done shot dope. You know what I'm saying? I done ran with robbers. You know, I done ran with the kidnapper, the murderer. Like, that's all that's out there. So, you know, I mean, I don't have nothing to prove no more. I'm about to be 35 Monday. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you gotta, for real, appreciate it. You gotta come to a mindset, man, like, you know, shit, what the fuck I got to prove? The only thing I could do now is something that I didn't do, and that's raise my kids, man, be there for my family. You know what I'm saying? When we out there in the streets, that we being selfish, you know what I'm saying? We being irresponsible. So I done did all that. I'm trying something new. You know what I'm saying? This shit right here, new. And you see how, like, you got your grandma and grandpa, they be inside all day, but they be having peace. So I'm kind of like in that mindset. Well, I'm like grandma and grandpa, you know what I'm saying? I'm inside. Ain't nothing out there for me.
I'm the same way, man. I did the craziest shit in my life from the ages of 12 to about 20, 24, 25. And after that, I kind of started to mellow out slowly but surely. Now that I'm almost 40, you know what I'm saying, I'm at the point where this is my comfort zone. I don't want to go nowhere. Like you said, I know what's around me. You know what I mean? I know where the protection is at if need be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So man, I feel that 100%, man. But Turk, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Give everybody your social media so they can follow you and find out about all your shows and download your mixtape and everything, man. Let them all know about it.
For real, though. My SoundCloud, Turk, Mr. YNT. My Instagram, Hot Boy Turk _32. Twitter Hot Boy Turk, the number 32. I follow back if I can. I can't on social media. Instagram. I can't follow back. I got a backup page, Original Hot Boy Turk. So, you know, everything connected, all in my bio. You get the single on Google Play, iTunes. Y'all be looking out for the remix with me, Boost and Bankroll Fresh, the book, the Auto Thug, I Can Feel Turk. Just follow me. I'll keep up with everything, man. I post from 6 in the morning to 6 at night all day. I'm on that thing.
Before you go, you said Boosie's going to be on the remix. How's he doing? I know he had
Boosie
recently
good.
Had
good. Man, Boosie back out working. Yeah, he back out working. They cut it out of him, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he back working, man. Man, matter of fact, he about to drop another album tomorrow. You know, he dropping the album every month.
He's working like a motherfucker.
He shot plenty of videos. He working like a motherfucker. I say, man, look, man. Matter of fact, I did a song with him in Scarface, too. So, you know, check it out, man. There's a lot of stuff, bringing that real back.
Yeah, shout out to Scarface. Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely. Man, thanks again for coming on the show. Man, much respect to you and yours, and we look forward to having you on again in the future, Turk. It's been a real interview.
It's all love,
appreciate,
man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there, folks. Turk of the Hot Boys. Hell of an interview, man. It actually, turned out to be a good show.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of the stuff he touched on. Couple things a few things I didn't really agree with. You know, I didn't think Young Thug is a good rapper. That's for sure. And most
I can't let you just like
most
I said,
people
I
from
can't
our
understand
age bracket,
shit. I can't.
Or our
yeah,
age
I can't
group
understand
don't think
shit.
Young Thug, but he is right about one thing: millions of people like that guy or whatever. But that's because they weren't raised on real hip hop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like us and our generation, we were raised on Substance. But it's all good. It's all to the good. Dude's been heroin, been off of heroin and cocaine for 13 years. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but respect to the guy. I remember interviewing him in when he was in jail. He was in, we did the interview over the phone. I think old boy that called in was talking about. He was in Shelby County at the time, I believe. And we were chopping.
I've been a motherfucker before.
This was before he got sentenced or whatnot. This was, I guess, before the trial or everything. But to interview him now, you know, and see that he's got twins, and you know, I respect him. You know, I respect what he stands for. At the end of the day, he's all about his family, his children. So nothing but respect for him. As far as the Hot Boys go, when BG gets out, I want to see that reunion. But it's almost like I don't know if I really want to see it with Lil Wayne, man.
Right.
I definitely don't want to be seeing Baby in videos, man. It's just I don't know.
Yeah, RPO.
I wouldn't mind seeing
the
Hot Boys
with BG.
BG and Juvenile. Mm-hmm. That would be dope. Right. Wayne was a dope. I mean, am I not right? Wayne was a dope artist at one point in time, but somewhere along the line, something happened. I don't know. But hell of an interview. It's good to have him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Kicking off February pretty good. We're going to be having some other big shows coming up soon. I want to shout out Six. He just kicked off the new Underground Society logo. It's on the page right now. It's looking real good, man. Real good. It's people are already requesting T-shirts. I'm seeing. So you know what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Go to UGNsForLife.com. There's a tab up there. It says donate if you want to keep hearing these radio shows. Not only the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying, but also KFYB, Church of Reality, the Slaughter Hour Mix Show. If you want to keep hearing all these shows and you want to keep seeing Underground Society do things, hit that fucking donate. You know, a few dollars ain't going to break your bank. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, do what you can to support the movement. And shout out to those who have been supporting the movement, especially those who you know, say want to advertise. You can join this. What cats listening don't realize is you can actually join this archive yourself. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
can be part of one of the biggest
Somebody could have been on this show.
Archives of legends and pioneers ever. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We're 250 episodes deep, nothing but legends and pioneers. Who wouldn't want to join that if you're a true rap fan? You know what I'm saying? And you're an artist, you know. But it is what it is. Now, who are we going to have on in the future? We're still working out different things. You know, Necro's a possibility. I'm actually in talks with Tretch. You know, we're trying to get Naughty by Nature. I'm talking to his publicist
yeah.
right now. We're trying to set something up so that could happen any day, any time.
You know, I've been wanting to get at him. I'll be trying to hit his ass up on Twitter. He don't ever really respond, but I guess he got people that
yeah.
work that shit for him or something.
Well,
Tretch
another
one of my all-time favorites, too.
Here's another. Yeah, oh, yeah, Uptown Anthem, man, that's in my top 10 for sure. I know
yep.
I've probably said that about 250 songs already, but it's up there. But also, now this is going to blow your mind if it goes down. I've been talking to Biz Markie's people too, so we're going to get bringing the old school legends and pioneers on the show as well. You know what I'm saying? As well as the new school stuff, but we're not. I'm sorry if we bring a Young Thug on there or something like it. I say it because that's what it is. If we bring a Young Thug on, we're gonna have to grill him about hip hop, man. We're gonna have to ask him what the fuck is he saying, how is it relevant to this genre of music, and why do you think what you're doing is talent? I don't know. Some people are fucking crazy, you know. But shout out to. Dome, you know what I'm saying, the webmaster over at UGSForLife.com. He's keeping shit running for us. He's been doing it for years now, so we definitely appreciate him. And everybody that's been fucking with us, shout out to Exit Only. Shout out to who was the other caller, man?
My brother Jason.
Shout out to Jason. Shout out to he's been calling on the show since day one too, I think.
Right. He needs to pay attention when we say his area code though. Pay attention, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, it's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, I've called in late to my own show. I started my own show while
we've been muted on the shows before and be talking. I remember one time,
yeah.
I can't remember what show it was,
you
man.
You fell asleep
on the
show.
I was making some good points. And shit. Oh, yeah, I done done that a couple times.
I remember one time, I forget what show it was, but I'm sitting here just talking up a storm, and then I started hearing you and the guest and somebody else, hello, hello, hello. And I looked, this shit's been muted the whole fucking time. Like, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
What's wrong with me? You know, maybe I am getting old. I don't know. But while everybody's watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, we're going to be doing the Church Reality 9. Well, actually, it'll be after the Super Bowl, 9 p.m. Central. It should be. I don't know when the fuck it ends. If you want to tune into that, feel free. Saturday, you ain't got nothing to do. 9 p.m. Central, KFYB, of course, with you. Velvet Rose and Six. Six is more mellow these days. You notice that? He's cooled out a little bit. He's not as angry as he once was.
Right.
So,
he was going to snap when Alex DeFerry called in to the church that night.
Oh, yeah. We had, for those who don't know, we had world champion Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter Sergio Silva. He was on the Church of Reality, 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex DeFerry called in. Now, Alex DeFerry, for those of you who haven't been listening to UGS Radio, he is one of those callers that just, he's hit all the shows.
He got a crush on Six, man. That's all.
He's a new, man.
Six, don't get mad at me, but fuck it.
Well,
he did call in.
I guess he was wanting to know about jiu-jitsu or whatnot, but we took care of Alex,
Right. And of course, you know, we got West Side Willie, his crazy ass. Now, what's funny is he's talking all this tough shit about how he hates Atlanta rappers and stuff like that. Well, when we had Pastor Troy on, and he didn't call in and say shit. I think Troy's from Augusta, though, ain't he? But he claims Atlanta, too. I don't know what the deal is.
No, I think he's from Atlanta, but he claims Augusta, too, though. But I think he originally from Atlanta.
Yeah, who knows?
But Troy always claimed the whole goddamn Georgia.
WWE wrestling belt. I don't know why the fuck he's got that. Was he the champion? Did he ever wrestle? I mean, who would carry something like that around if you're not?
That show, I was telling him about, and he had that championship belt and a red Georgia Bulldogs football helmet.
Yeah,
so he might come out on the stage with the football helmet on and the belt around his waist.
When I interviewed him a few years ago, he was actually talking about doing NASCAR stuff, too. So this guy, I guess this guy is just a sports junkie and everything. So,
yep, and then them country boys, they like that NASCAR shit. That's where it come from down there.
Ah, fuck that shit. All it is, man,
yeah,
is a bunch of Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars driving around in a fucking circle at 200 miles an hour for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I after 5 laps of that shit, I'd puke on the dashboard and crash into somebody. I mean,
yeah, it'd be better if it was like bumper cars at 200 miles per hour. Then that'd be dope.
Or just if it's a street race, you know, different obstacles and shit, not just a stupid, you're going around a giant oval for 8 fucking, and these people are sitting in the stands. Oh, this is exciting. It's
that's
I'd rather
Earnhardt,
watch
man.
Paint dry. You
Rusty
know,
Wallet. That motherfucker's from out here.
Rusty Wallet. Dick Trickle. That's about the only guy on there. He was probably a porn star before he was driving cars.
What did you say his name was? Dan Trickle?
No, Dick Trickle. The motherfucker's name was Dick Trickle. You know, that's like there's a basketball player for we posted a picture. I gotta find it, man.
Dick Phelps.
It's got yep. That's one of them. But it's got a whole shitload of sports athletes that had perverted fucking names, like Chubby Cox and Dick Phelps. Who's some Gaylord Perry? That's one of them. Six had the Gaylord Perry card that he pulls out on. I'm trying to think of what the
Chubby
fuck
Cox.
That dude's name was. But there was a bunch of them. There was a bunch. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Right here. All right, I'm gonna name off these names. Now these are actual athletes. Okay, this guy played outfield for the Minnesota Twins. Skinny man, if you're listening, this is your territory. He played in the 80s, I'm assuming. His name was Rusty Kuntz. His last name is spelled K-U-N-T-Z. Then we had a strong safety for the New England Patriots. 1991 was his rookie year. His name was Harry Colon. Basically, Harry Asshole. This is crazy. This is a guy from the 30s. He played outfield for the Pittsburgh Pirates. His name was... Now, this sounds like a straight-up porn name, for real. His name was Johnny Dickshot. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it might as well have been Johnny Cumshot, right? And then here, Philadelphia Kings. This is, I imagine this is probably the ABA, it was before the 76ers. This guy's name was Chubby Cox. Then, oh, man, this is a bad one. This is on the Cubs, Mac. Their outfielder, by the looks of this card, I want to say it's from the 70s, maybe mid-70s. His name is Pete LeCocq. and the last one coming in, he was in the majors. I sent six a card of his that I found. But this is his minor league team. Now, think of this. He's playing on a minor league team called the Beavers. I don't know where from. But his name is Dick Pohl. And that's all we have. Sports, Dick Smith. I mean, we started off with a cunt and then an asshole.
Raleigh
and the rest
fingers.
Of them were a bunch of dicks. So, yeah, man. I would have, if my name was Chubby Cox, I think I would have to change it.
or Rusty
right.
Kuntz. I imagine he pronounced it Kuntz or something, but
yeah,
when you look at it, it's Kuntz.
Yeah.
But,
this American, Jack, we read it like it's spelled.
We read it
There's
like
no
it's spelled,
thing. It
exactly.
was a fajita, it's vagina, quesadilla, and other such words.
Yeah, the fucking, I tell you what, crazy. It's a crazy world we're living in, but you gotta have fun to laugh at different things, too. Yeah, this is great. I posted a video. This guy, a young swagget, probably about 18 years old, walks up to an older guy, probably in his 50s, and he does that knockout game. It's right on my wall, man. He just,
oh, yeah, I've seen that shit, man. Somebody needs to beat
the
fuck out of that dude, man.
For
what kind
no
of shit
reason.
Is that, man?
Yeah, yeah, you got to watch out now because people are out there doing real, real fucking stupid shit.
But you know, the motherfucker, remember a while back, Chris, when I had told y'all the lady out here, they was trying to play the knockout game with the old lady, and she shot one of the motherfuckers right in the forehead, man. It was worded like gun-toting granny off would-be knockout game player. And they didn't know that this old lady was a marksman in the military before she retired. You know what I'm saying? And she riding the bus with a 44 Magnum on her. Old lady, like 70. And she was in her 70s. I don't know if she was quite 80, but I know she was in her 70s. And they call themselves playing the knockout game, you know, run up on them and push them down or punch them down or whatever. And she pulled that motherfucking bang out and let that motherfucker go and caught one of them right in the forehead.
Yeah, see,
and she's still riding the bus to this day.
And you know
but
what's crazy,
they don't fuck with her
too,
no more.
You know what's crazy, too, is we had some dude taking a selfie. You hear about this, and he blew his fucking brains out. He was pointing
his gun,
you know, at his head. Yeah, and and I watched this YouTube compilation. It was called 20 or 30 selfies that resulted in deaths. Like people trying to take pictures at the edge of a cliff and then falling, or
right.
you know, people taking pictures while they're driving and getting crushed by semis, and you know, it's just this technical world is so fucked up. People ain't even paying attention. How can you pay attention to, like Turk says, you know, when you're at home, you know your surroundings. When you're out walking down a busy street, how are you going to pay attention? You got your earbuds in and you're bumping some music. You're texting on the phone to somebody. How the fuck you
right.
not get killed eventually? And it's going
right.
to happen.
Or hurt yourself
you're
or
not even
kill somebody else.
Yeah,
you're
going to
kill
somebody
else.
It'll happen. It always happens the most unpredictable time. You know what I'm saying? We've all been in car accidents. You know what I'm saying? The last one I was in, I was at a stop sign, and a lady was coming, and I was going to make a left-hand turn, and you know, she was supposed to go straight. She didn't stop. She blew right through it and just fucking clobbered me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I didn't even see her until she hit me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just it's a total shock. You know what I'm saying? But these
she didn't dip the scene on your
phones.
Ass,
say what now?
I said she didn't dip. She ain't hit and run on your ass, did she?
No. She stayed there. She was the one insisting on the insert. Well, I was too because my shit was all fucked up. Had to have the whole new front end put on, and the light fixture was all fucked up in there, and you know. And this old bag, she's sitting there. Everything. She was about 80 something years old too. I still think there needs to be a cutoff age for old people on the road because they are dangerous, man. They're worse than fucking drunks on the road. I'm telling you.
Hell yeah.
Old motherfuckers,
they don't be seeing
especially
shit.
The old ladies that can't even see above the steering wheel. Those fucking
but they still got like that old ass Cadillac and shit.
Big
like
ass
still riding
car,
the old school
man.
Big ass ride, and they can't even see over the steering wheel.
Like Yoda trying to drive a semi truck. It's like get the fuck out of there. You need to get off of the streets because you're gonna start killing people. You know, my grandfather,
yeah.
he was about 84, 85. We had to take his license away because he started driving. You know Chicago, obviously. I was on 26th Street with him, and he was going down the wrong way. If you know anything about 26th Street, it's pretty busy at times. Most of the time it's busy. And he started going down the road the wrong way, and when the truck in front of him almost clobbered him, started slamming on the horn, he started yelling at that guy like that guy was in the wrong lane. So we asked the grandpa, time to hang up them keys, man. It's time to hang up them fucking keys. But shit, enough of me talking, man. We'll get into that tomorrow, I'm sure, on KFYB. You guys got anything planned, or you just...
I don't know. Well, we ain't got nothing planned for tomorrow because the show on Saturday, Press.
See, there you go. There you go with the old age shit. I can't help it, man. Tomorrow is Friday, folks. So don't be listening tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central because you'll hear nothing but dead
air.
But
Saturday, I don't know, man. We're going to have something. I know pretty soon we're going to start having some more theme shows as the new year starts back up.
It's like the church when we got a guest. You know, it's a great show when we got a guest. And it's a good show.
For some of the listeners, what kind of show do y'all want to hear? Send your donation in and we'll make it happen for you. Put it like that. What do y'all want to hear? Shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hit up the website, ugsforlife.com. Hit up all the social media sites. Follow us on Twitter, UG Society FTI. You know what I'm saying? Definitely go to YouTube page. It's just Murder Master Music Show. And, of course, you know, the central nervous system of the whole fucking thing is ugsforlife.com. That's really all you need to know, the only place you need to go, really. Everything else is there for you. You know what I'm saying? And we got some – if anybody wants to – you know what I'm saying? I got tons of promo material. If you want some promo material passed out in your area, hit me up, Prez at UGSForLife.com. I'll send you a little package. You can get that shit out where you're at. We highly appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So do that. Hit us up, UGSForLife.com. We'll see you guys Saturday, not tomorrow, and then also Sunday, Church Reality, KFYB. We're out of here.
That's right.
UGS for life.
Peace. UGS for life, you weak-ass bitch. All y'all hoes. Fuck.